Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Reds on the radio tonight, 7 o'clock, hosting the Padres game number 2 of their 4-game series. Reds got off to a great start last night. Joey Votto hit his 30th home run, tying Indiana great Ted Kluszewski for the all-time lead for the Reds franchise with 251. Votto has now hit 136 of those at the Great American Ballpark. The home run was the mantra last night as Patrick Kivelhan's grand slam in the 8th put things out of reach. Zach Cozart and Adam Duvall also homered for the Kings of the Ohio as they opened this 4-game series with a W. 11-3, that was your final score. Tim Adelman, hard luck. He didn't get the win last night. He hasn't won since June. He went 4 2/3, couldn't get out of the 5th inning. Blake Wood came in and put out the fire as the Padres had men on the corners with 2 outs. The Reds avoid trouble there, 3-2. And got to pitch 5 innings to get that victory. Didn't happen. That's fine. Cozart had 2 hits. Votto had 2 hits. Votto's fantastic run of form continues. He has been on fire lately. At one point last night, he was 18 for his last 35. He's homered in 3 straight games. Bad news for Reds fans, he's never homered in 4 consecutive games. Let's hope we break that streak tonight. How about that? We'll have the Reds for you. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 o'clock. Sal Romano takes on Luis Perdomo, 2 fireballers. So you probably see some balls leave the yard again tonight. We'll continue with Reds baseball on Wednesday night and then pick them up on the weekend in Milwaukee. 8 o'clock Friday night and 7 o'clock on Saturday. Our busy sports programming week continues with Colts football as they host the Detroit Lions. Our pregame show with Bob Lamy begins 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. The kick at 1 from Lucas Oil Stadium. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Monday afternoon's media day, we caught up with IU safeties coach Noah Joseph as he talked about freshman Bryant McIntosh and upperclassman Jonathan Crawford.
With young guys, a lot of times they don't know what they're doing. So do they play slow because they don't know what they're doing and you think they're not as good as you initially thought, or do they just play football and worry about it later? Thankfully, he's kind of on the latter part. He just plays football, and he might supposed to be in the deep half covering and a guy's wide open, but the ball was thrown in the curl area and he sees it and he goes and he's in perfect football position and makes a tackle. Where you can get the mental part of it and the scheme part fixed so he understands what he's supposed to do. It's hard if you can't play football and don't understand the game and the angles. To me, it's really difficult to teach that. He has that in it. He's just a football player. You put him at running back, he's going to be one of our better running backs. You put wherever you put him, he's going to find a way to make plays and help our football team. I think 2 things. One is his body. I think that's really important for his weight to be at a high enough weight where he can withstand some of the physical pounding. You think about 2 years ago when he was a freshman, he played way too much. And at the end of the season, I remember us doing a stretch drill and we did push-ups, you know, and he couldn't do a push-up because his shoulder pads were so jacked up. So that's one thing he's been able to change is his body. He just looks good. And then I think being able to withstand the whole season instead of getting broken down and showing flashes, to be more physical on his tackles. Again, being bigger, stronger, more confident, and being able to play better with his feet so he's not grabbing as much. And so far in ball camp, he's been outstanding. He really has.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.